Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House was in session this week, and some legislation has been introduced in Harrisburg that could be before the House soon that will help to address the data breach issue that consumers face, particularly since of the Equifax circumstance that happened just this year. What's going on?
Well, legislation is expected to move forward in the State House in the coming weeks to respond to recent breaches of personal and financial data. Two new House bills are designed to further protect consumers who are victims of data breaches that open them to possible identity theft. The first proposal would require notification of a breach from the entity where the breach occurred to the affected consumer within 30 days and to the state attorney general. The notification would include the date the breach occurred, the type of information subject to the breach, a toll-free number, and address of the credit reporting agencies as well. The entities must also develop policies to safeguard and discard personal consumer information. The second bill would waive the current credit freeze fee, which charges up to $10 per account. In the instance of a data breach, consumers would be provided with 3 months of free credit monitoring and up to 3 free credit reports for one calendar year after the date of the breach is reported. None of these would apply to a credit reporting agency that has not experienced a breach, and these two bills were introduced following the Equifax data breach, which was the largest data breach in the history, exposing the personal information of at least 143 million Americans, including 5.4 million Pennsylvanians.
And there's some legislation that's heading to the governor now that would help those out with terminal illnesses who are interested in trying some perhaps investigational or experimental remedies for their disease. What's going on here?
In an effort to provide hope to individuals facing terminal illnesses, legislation is now on the governor's desk that would allow eligible patients to use investigational drugs, biological products, and devices not yet approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Under House Bill 45, if these patients want to try medications that have not completed the rigorous FDA testing and approval process, they should be permitted to make that choice. As part of the bill, a manufacturer would be permitted to make these products available to eligible patients once the products successfully complete the first phase of clinical trials. Physicians would not be held liable for recommending experimental products to their terminally ill patients, nor would the bill create a private cause of action against the manufacturer that makes the drugs. While the bill does not require insurers to cover these products, they may do so at their own discretion.
And this month, the state is honoring those who have breast cancer at the state capitol. What are some of the details about this special honor?
To honor those who have fought breast cancer or are fighting it now, the fountain at the Pennsylvania State Capitol's East Wing was dyed pink on Monday for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The pink fountain is also a reminder to all women of the importance of mammograms and early detection. Every day, 37 women are diagnosed with breast cancer in Pennsylvania, and more than 2,000 Pennsylvania women die each year from the disease. However, more than 2.8 million breast cancer survivors are alive today in the United States.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.